Suppose what your faith has said was essentially correct. Suppose there is a universal mind controlling everything, a God willing the behavior of every subatomic particle. Now, every particle has an antiparticle, its mirror image, its negative side. Maybe this universal mind resides in the mirror image instead of in our universe as we wanted to believe. Maybe he's anti-God, bringing darkness instead of light.
An angel fell one stormy night from heaven.
It's your disbelief that powers him. Your stubborn faith in common sense. It allows his deception. He lives in the smallest parts of it. The atom. Smaller. Invisible.
We must translate this book. You must prove it scientifically. Convince the outside world.
The outside world doesn't want to hear this kind of bullshit.
This whole section's a kind of history. Part of it is indecipherable, as if someone were deliberately trying to erase it. The container was buried somewhere in the Middle East eons ago by Italy Rome, the father of Satan, a god who once walked the earth before man but was somehow banished to the dark side. Apparently, the father buried his son inside the container. This was a section someone was trying to erase. Now, later on here, Christ comes to warn us. He was of extraterrestrial ancestry, but a human-like race. Finally, they determine Christ is crazy, but he's also gaining power, converting a lot of people to his beliefs, so they kill him. But his disciples keep the secret and hide it from civilization until man could develop a science sophisticated enough to prove what Christ was saying.
He fears the light, he fears the truth, he fears what's gonna be. He spits on life, he spits on God, he spits up death for you and me. Prince of darkness. Darkness studies the world with hungry eyes. Prince of darkness.
Actually occurring, but so